Today, 5 reasons why home prices will rise in 2024. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, World Notice Post, covering finance and property news. In this show, I'm going to explore 5 reasons why home prices in Australia could rise in 2024. And by the way, in my next show, I'll then explore another 5 reasons why home prices might fall in 2024. Of course, it depends and you can decide. But given that we had a bit of a fall in values earlier in the year, then a bounce through 2023, despite high interest rates, it is worth considering whether a further lift is likely next year. Could the trend continue? And of course, the property spruikers will summon those arguments in spades. So the first reason is that demand for property remains strong. This is, of course, true given the sky-high migration, 500,000 plus and more coming in 2024, many of whom are cashed up and ready to buy. In addition, there is a significant cohort of potential first-time buyers, some property investors, and those seeking to trade up or trade down. And while the government says that they want to scale back migration, their focus seems to be on student intakes, which still allows cashed-up migrants to come in to buy. And of course, demand is also coming from those seeking to repurpose existing dwellings, say turning 4 bedrooms into 6 for higher density lettings, or from developers seeking to knock down and subdivide, all of which puts a potential rocket under standalone home prices, in particular in some areas. The second reason is that supply is limited. There are around 170,000 properties under construction across the country, figures well below that needed to meet demand. And listings numbers are significantly down on long-term trends, so there is less available for sale, as some owners choose to sit tight for now. Of the available supply, actually there are more units than standalone houses, which suggests that house prices could go higher relative to units, which are also, of course, haunted by poor quality construction. In addition, some state governments are busily rezoning and providing subsidies to developers to bring on more supply, but that will take several years to bite, and the federal government's housing boost, more than 1 million new homes, well, it's probably mostly hot air, really. So supply will remain limited, especially in locations close to the main urban centres, though the story in regional areas might be different. The third reason is government intervention and support. Both federal and state governments like to show their support for first-time buyers in particular, and there have been and will probably be more announceables on this front into 2024. Specifically, considering the upcoming elections, no government wants to go to an election in the midst of falling home prices. And of course, we know that such schemes, whether they are grants or shared equity schemes, tend to push prices higher. Take, for example, the WA schemes launched through COVID and beyond, where up to $50,000 was available and immediately lifted values by that amount of properties or land covered by the scheme. The fourth reason is banks are very willing to lend. And in Australia, around 2/3 of lending is for mortgages on housing. 30 years ago, it was 1/3. To ease affordability, banks have recently extended the potential term of a mortgage and also have eased some underwriting criteria to maintain their lending momentum. So for households with incomes and savings who want to buy, banks will bend over backwards to lend. And unlike some other countries, in Australia, there are no specific loan-to-value ratio or debt-to-income ratio metrics that banks need to adhere to. The fifth reason is monetary policy and financial stability. The RBA and APRA know that if property prices were to slide, the banks would have significant issues due to their massive property exposure. And whilst APRA claims their stress testing shows there are no signs of financial stability risks, that could change if there was a significant rise in defaults or falls in property values. This is one reason why the RBA has lifted interest rates to a lower level than many other countries, compared the 4.35% in Australia with more than 5% in New Zealand, the UK and the US. And at some point, the RBA will begin to cut the cash rate, which will be another positive support for prices. So if you take low supply, high demand, easier lending, government support and the RBA APRA stability concerns, the potential for home prices, especially for houses, to rise in 2024 seems pretty strong. Now, in my next show, I'm going to look at the arguments on the other side of the coin, because, as you may have guessed, there are also a series of coherent arguments as to why prices might go sideways or fall. But anyway, this is my list of five reasons why property prices may go higher in 2024. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultant standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.